You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Matt Migaki, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians. We talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. If you've ever wanted to sneak backstage and share a beer with one of your favorite musicians, well, Vox and Hops is the podcast for you. This week on the podcast, I dropped an amazing episode with Dom Grimal of The Last Felony, Ion Dissonance, and Cryptopsy. There is this episode and over 450 other ones to help you enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. So what are you waiting for? It's time to become a Vox and Hops head. Cheers!
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's your host Katie, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. On today's episode, we're talking all about networking as a musician and why it's getting you nowhere. But don't worry, we'll talk about how you can fix that so that you can network in a way that serves you. Now, this episode was recorded a while back, closer to the beginning of this year and before most of us were in quarantine. So you'll hear me mention in-person networking, and a lot of that doesn't currently exist right now, but it applies whether you can network in person or are networking in person currently or in the future, or networking online via social media, email, Instagram, whatever it might be. So take a listen, and when you do, let me know what you think. Screenshot this episode, share it, tag me at Katie Zaccardi and at Outer Loop Coaching. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd love for you to spread the word if this episode was helpful for you. All right, let's dive in. If you're a musician and you're out there networking your butt off, this is for you. I wanted to pop on today and talk about something that sparked in me when I was listening to Chris Harder's For the Love of Money podcast this morning. He was talking with his guest about networking, and his guest was talking about how he uses his network to get opportunities. He knows all of these people. He spent time building up his network, and then they will reach out when they have opportunities or jobs or situations that will serve him. And it got me thinking about the music industry and how we network. Now, for years when I was working with Women Crush Music, I would literally put on networking events. And I have artists come to me all the time telling me about how their focus right now is gigging, this, that, the other thing, and networking. I know how important networking is to women in the music industry. And we have sort of been trained to believe too, like build your network. You've got to go to networking events. You've got to make those connections. If you don't make those connections, you're never going to get discovered, or you're never going to make it, or you're never going to be able to get that opportunity that comes up because you now know someone. Whereas if you didn't know someone, it would go, you know, to someone they knew. But here's the thing. When we're networking, and you can spend days, weeks, months out of your year networking, as opposed to doing any other activities in your music career. But if you are networking and you don't know what goal you're going towards, and you don't know what your purpose is, what your project is, what you are actually looking for, then it's pointless. It's pointless. So there's two parts to this, because the first part is you have to be clear on what it is you actually want. Now, as musicians, a lot of us show up here and we're like, I don't know. I just want to play my music. This is my dream. I just want to play my music. And as long as I'm doing that, then that's fine. No, get out of here. No. If you want to actually make it in music, which I bet you do if you're listening to this right now, then it's more than just you being grateful for the opportunity or being grateful that you're able to play music in the first place. That's great. You know, gratitude practice is important. We want to keep that. But you need to be super clear about, like, what are you doing from a business perspective? Your music career is a business. So what is it that you are doing in that business that's going to move you forward? What do you want? More gigs? Do you want people to listen to your album? Do you want a way to record and write your album? Do you want co-writers? Do you want press on whatever it is you're doing? Do you want to get your song synced? What do you want? If you do not know that question, then you can't even get to the next step of this, which is when you are networking, when you are meeting new people, when you are talking to people on Instagram, when you are showing up on Instagram stories, whatever it might be, you need to tell the world what you want and that you want it. So if you're going to a networking event, even if you're going to a networking event once a week, let's say you're meeting five or so people at this networking event once a week. So like each month you're meeting 20 new people, which is awesome. If you are just making those connections, you have a conversation, you follow that person on Instagram, but you don't really talk about what it is you're going for, what's the point? What is that person going to reach out to you for? When are they going to get in contact with you? What are they going to think of you for? Nothing. But if you met five people and you told them, hey, I'm really looking for more gigs in New York City and at festivals and stuff like that. So that's what I'm like really, really putting my focus on right now. That's my intention. That's what I'm going for. Then guess what? If they see an open slot for a festival, someone looking to fill it, they're going to think of you. They're going to recommend you. They're going to reach out to you. If they see something that is aligned with what you're doing, you will come to their mind. Whereas if they didn't know what you were going for, great, you're connected. You're connected on Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is, but that means nothing. You want to make yourself the person that comes to mind. And the number one way to do that is to know what you want and talk about it. Tell people what you want. And then to, as like an added bonus to this, do your part. Ask people what they want. Ask people how you can help them. And do your best to keep them in mind when opportunities that you see could apply to them. You know, reach out to them for those things. That is how you build genuine connections. That is how you use your network to actually get you somewhere, because otherwise it's just a bunch of people that you know. And what good is that gonna do? So I hope this was helpful. I hope this was a little bit inspiring to get you kind of kicked in the butt. If you are feel like you are networking your butt off, or you're working your ass off in the music career, but you don't have a lot to show for it, or you don't have what you want to show for it, consider this. Are you super clear on what you want, and are you telling people about it? If not, get clear. Okay, that's all for me. Have a great day. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.